Alrighty, folks, welcome back to Dirt Racing Wrap-Up, Dirt Racing's fastest hour, coming at you each and every Wednesday night live on Facebook at 6 o'clock. Got tonight's guest on the phone with us, Don Mercer. I believe he's with the Mid-Ohio Valley Ultimate Super Late Model Series. How you doing tonight, Don?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Appreciate you taking time out to chat with us here on Dirt Racing Wrap-Up. So, what all's going on with you guys this year?
Well, we're starting out this new region. Robbie Cyrus bought into Ultimate this year, and Stan Lester is over this, and he gave Robbie a franchise for the Mid-Ohio Valley, which consists of Ohio and West Virginia tracks, and then some other regions like Virginia or Indiana will ask us to come and participate with them. So we do some combined events with them also. But basically, mostly all the Ohio and West Virginia races will count as your regional points. As of right now, we have 10 races scheduled, and we're working on a few more that waiting for contracts to sign. Most of them are basically just waiting for sponsors to make sure they can take care of it all. But, yeah, it looks very, very promising for our first year. We're getting 10 races in, which 6 of them are the Buckeye Speed Weeks that also Mr. Cyrus bought from Brad McCallum.
Yeah. Yeah, well, looking at your schedule here, it looks like you're coming May 4th to the I-77 Speedway and then May 12th down at Tyler County. And then,
first two races are in West Virginia, and I-77 will be the first one on the 4th. It's, we named it the Novel Ultimate MOV Showdown since it's our first regional race of the year. And from there, we'll go to Tyler County as our makeup race for the Earl Hill Memorial, which we had over 30 cars registered there last month, but it got very cold, so they decided to wait a couple of weeks.
Buddy, we've had a tremendous winter. It still seems to be hanging on. I put wood in a wood burner before I came up here today, so I think.
Yeah, down here in Charleston, we're up to 74 right now, so it's pretty hot here.
Should be doing the show from down there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Don, you want
to get 40s tomorrow, so.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, you kind of want to throw at us these. I only saw four dates for the Buckeye Speed Week on your website. But,
Like I said, I-77 Tyler is the first races.
That's considered the Buckeye part of the Buckeye Lake Speed Week?
No.
And then we have a co-sanctioned race at Eastside in Virginia, Waynesburg, Virginia, with the Southeast on the 16th, on the 15th, it's the 16th, on Friday night. And Saturday we do the USA 100, which used to be at Beckley and moved to Virginia Motor Speedway. So we'll be doing those in June.
In June, right.
And then when we start our region for the Buckeye Dirt Week, it'll be, what we did was we broke it up into two weekends instead of racing straight 7 days. Most people can't make that, so we're going to give them a break in between. We're just doing Thursday through Saturday, and then they'll get 4 days off, and then they can come back and do Thursday through Saturday again.
Okay, but, so you got the Atomic on the 26th, down at Moeller on the 27th, and Wayne County the 28th.
Yeah, that's the first weekend, Atomic, Moeller, and Wayne, which are all races are 3,000 leading up to the championship race on the 4th. But the second weekend, right now, Thursday the 2nd, is the only one we're waiting for a contract for. But it is spoken for, but we can't announce it until they sign it.
Okay.
But then the 3rd is West Creek, which is the 4th annual Barn Burner. And then the championship race, which was signed last week, which is only $5,000 to win, is the $20,000 purse. It will be the championship race. Will be at Portsmouth Raceway Park.
Yeah, well, that'll finish it up with a $5,000 race. Awesome.
Yeah. So the total of the whole event for the 6 races is over $100,000.
That's awesome. $100,000. That's awesome.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I kind of like breaking it up into two weekends because, like you said, if some fans want to follow that, sometimes a lot of them's kind of rough going to a Tuesday, a Wednesday show, or a Monday night, you know. So
we're for the tracks to get fans there, and you know, if there's not fans there, cars there, tracks don't make no money, and we're all about the track surviving and making a good show for everybody, so that keeps following it. But like I said, to give them a 4-day break, and most people can't take off that many days in a row.
Right.
And then if somebody has problems during the week, the first week they can go back and get fixed up and go for the second week.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good deal. I watched that race down in Virginia, and it I didn't realize the Ultimate had that many. You know, you got a Southeast, a Northeast, now you got a Mid-Ohio Valley.
Yeah, right now we have four regions, which is the Northeast is what's New York, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Maryland. Then ours is West Virginia and Ohio. And Battle of the Bluegrass is the other region, which they've been around for the last 3-4 years, but that's Kentucky, Indiana, and Tennessee.
Right.
And then the southern region, which has been here the longest, which is full packed with schedules, but that's all your southern tracks, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia.
Right. Places like Toccoa and your tracks down in Georgia. Yeah,
and like I said, they've been around the longest, and their champion gets 20,000. Our champion will get 5 this year for the first year until we build it up. And so we can get to the 20,000 for the champion. That's what we're working for.
Well, you got a lot of interest in late models in the Mid-Ohio Valley, so I don't think it'll be long till, if you put forth the effort like you have down at South in that Kentucky Bluegrass Series, you'll be surprised with the Mid-Ohio Valley because they'll step up and definitely work out probably pretty good for you.
And they have a new promoter for the Battle of Bluegrass that they just signed, and he's working with us very well. Most of our races will be co-sanctioned with them.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so also,
the Kentucky cars and Indiana cars will be coming to Ohio anyway, so we went ahead and
right.
put it together.
Well, I'd also, just not along with the being a $100,000 purse for that Buckeye Speed Weeks, but you also have a points fund for that. Is that correct?
We're going to have one. It's not announced yet officially. We started working on it and got a few sponsors already. So it'll be an additional one, including with the Ultimate. The races are Ultimate, too. So it'll be two separate points funds. So I have a point fund for those 6 races, and then those 6 races will also count for the regional champion, too.
Well, that's awesome. Have you had pretty good response from the Mid-Ohio Valley tracks getting involved?
Yeah, I mean, they're interested, and most of them are waiting to see how we do and how many cars will follow us. And once they see that we can do good and the tracks that we go to make money, then I'll say we'll have a lot more that will join in. And I guess that's how the Southeast did it, and now they can't even schedule all the ones at once.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of one of them wait-and-see people. I didn't go the first year out to St. Louis because I thought, well, man, they got to bring dirt into a dome, and that's just quite an undertaking, just pulling it all off. But they did good the first year, and I went out there last year. So that's understandable for tracks to have that sentiment.
You guys are doing a really good job about it.
And we got some drivers that's going to follow us committed, basically said they're going to, but you know how it is. They might come, they might not. But
right.
You know, we got Eddie Carey Jr. was the first one that signed up to it on every race on the schedule. So
yeah.
We know we have him, and Tyler Carpenter said he was going to, and Freddie and Kryptonite's one of our sponsors. So I say some of them will go whenever they can get out of work.
Yeah.
And we have a slew of people from the rookie, like the rookie deal, it'll be $1,500 to $1 for that. And BKP Art's going to do one of the helmets, and Radical Race Gear is going to do some race gear products for the rookie. So it's a pretty good deal for them. And like I said, we had a lot that was interested in that. Tom Moore up your way is. And we had Kyle Thomas was interested in it. We have a decent group that's going to do the rookie deal.
Well, that's a good deal then.
Yeah, I saw you guys do a really good job about getting your stuff out on social media. I think that's pretty big help for you guys too.
Yeah, I do all that, so thank you. It takes a lot to do all that. I keep up with it, and like I said, if you go to our Facebook page, which is just a whole deal, it's Ultimate Mother High Valley Super Late Night Series. You go out there and you follow us. I put stuff out there almost daily, and once the driver decides that they're coming to a race, we'll put their picture up there and their sponsors. And
yeah, I saw that for Virginia. Them. That's pretty neat the way you guys did that
Tyler
deal.
Too. I thought it was pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, the Virginia deal, like I said, the Virginia deal, any race that Ultimate does is above $10,000. It's called a bonus race. All the regions are invited to that bonus race because they want to make sure that everybody can run for a big race.
Sure.
So it's not a points race for a region, but you go to a bonus race, they'll allow you to, if you did really good there and are bad at your regional race, you can replace that. And which we have four bonus races, which we had one last weekend. And basically, they try to set up the bonus races when we're out, Ross and Lucas Oil's running, so not the regional guys can run for something big too, but that didn't work out this weekend.
Well, Don, we're going to let you go, buddy. We appreciate you taking time out, and we'll make sure and mention your website again for listeners to check you guys out. And appreciate you taking interest in it.
Website's Ultimate Supers. You go on there and you click whichever region you want to look into. It's all there. And like I said, Facebook's always updated. And we're ready to go on May the 4th, 77, 3,000 to win.
All right.
Every race is at least 400 to start. So.
All right, buddy. Well, we look forward to seeing you. We'll probably see you down there at I-77.
Thank you, Don.
All right, folks. It's Don Mercer from the Ultimate Super Late Model Series. Sound like they got a bunch of stuff going on this year.
I
believe we're up on top of a break. So,
thanks, Robbie.
We'll be right back right here on Dirt Racing Wrap-Up.